On August 11th, 2010, I woke up in my childhood bedroom just like any other casual Wednesday. The birds were chirping, the dogs were barking in the backyard, and the light was pouring through the two big skylight windows that were directly above my bed. The smell of breakfast had found its way to my upstairs bedroom, compelling me to get up. I walked down the flight of stairs that leads to the kitchen, where to my surprise, I was greeted by my grandma, making her infamous breakfast of eggs, sausage, fruit, and fresh orange juice, and my grandpa was glued to his favorite chair in our house with his fresh cup of hot black coffee. She served my older brother Clayton and I our food, and as we were eating, she told us that we would be headed to the Indianapolis airport to meet my adopted brother and sister for the very first time today. We cleaned up the kitchen from breakfast and excitedly got ready for the day. As soon as we were ready, we rushed out the door and loaded into the car. The drive to the airport was a silent 2 hours because all of our nerves were high. Seconds turned into minutes, and then into hours, and then finally, we were there. We arrived at the airport where we took advantage of the valet parking, and we walked inside. When we walked in the doors, we realized just how busy the airport was. There were people left and right running to catch flights, waiting around for their upcoming flights, or rescheduling tickets for flights that they had already missed. We walked up to the service desk and asked the worker if she could take us to the flight board to see the estimated arrival time of my parents' plane. She led us to a big line of TV screens where hundreds of different arrival times were listed. We searched up and down every screen and could not find the flight that we were looking for. We then checked a board that had all of the late flights listed, and we saw that my parents' flight was delayed and that we had to wait a few more hours to see them. We found a section to wait at with couches, chairs, and we sat down. One by one, people started to join us. Family, aunts, uncles, cousins, and friends joined us in anxiously awaiting the arrival of my parents. Our crowd kept getting bigger and bigger until we had about 35 people that were extremely excited. After a few hours had gone by, an announcement came over the speakers that their plane had just touched ground and that they would be entering through Terminal 3. Next thing I knew, there they were. I saw their figures at the end of the long hallway through glass doors. There, for the very first time, I met Tarike Aissa, or Jana Addis, my 5-month-old baby sister and best friend. And I met Tedros Wadahu, or Bowden Tedros, my partner in crime and fellow middle child. Little did I know that these little kids from Ethiopia would change my world. This was the very moment that changed my life for the better.